Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, October 30th, 2019. On this day in 1938, Orson Welles broadcast his radio play of The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells, causing anxiety in some of the audience in the United States. More than 6,000 cubic meters of wood for almost 150 cooperative and 40 condominiums, the Quartier Vieux is an ambitious project spread over five buildings with common rooms, a swimming pool, a residence for dementia sufferers, a newsstand, and even a kindergarten with 25 places to be located in the south of Pankow. Quartier Vieux wants to help those who have the hardest time on the Berlin housing market. This is why the building cooperative Begano 16, together with the Trias Foundation and the Social Psychiatric Service for Refugees, or Zenion, is seeking small lenders and looking for people who can finance the project with the help of micro-cooperative shares of 3,000 euros or more. According to B. Fumfrocken from Zenion, of the 250,000 euros needed for the six apartments, 160,000 euros have already been collected. The remaining 90,000 euros are to be collected in the course of the year. Fumfrocken remarked that the financing allows the principle of helping people to help themselves. Once the refugee families have the opportunity to stand on their own two feet, they hope to be able to participate in community life in the foreseeable future. She added that as long as the asylum procedure is ongoing, they would mostly have to stay in shelters and could only move into flats in justified exceptional cases, and added, quote, "The limited residence permit seems like a stigma." Among others, an Iraqi family, a single mother from Dagestan, one from Bosnia, or two young women from Iran and Afghanistan are to move into the six apartments that are intended for, quote, "survivors of extreme violence and war." Dietrich Cook, also from Zenion, explained, quote, "The years spent in refugee shelters, a lack of a home, and isolation from the majority of society make integration difficult." The building policy spokesman for the Greens in the Berlin House of Representatives, Andreas Otto, also supports the project, stating, quote, "The Quartier Vieux could become a mixture of cooperative and solidarity housing estates in crowdfunding style. In addition, the timber construction makes the quarter ecologically compatible and absorbs CO2. It's a pioneering project that could also work for the needy and the homeless in the future." The project operators do not believe that the mixture of young families, refugees, and social institutions could lead to community turbulence. Fumfrocken remarked, quote, "It's a great adventure, and of course there will be friction, but so far no one has complained, and future residents have committed themselves to the knowledge that a diverse neighborhood is emerging. There are no nationalistic conflicts, but if this should occur, it's our job to mediate." The coming week will not only be special for football fans, but also for the Berlin police. First, Dynamo Dresden will come with tens of thousands of fans to the DFB Pokal match against Hertha BSC in the capital today. And then on Saturday, the first city derby in the first Bundesliga between Union Berlin and Hertha will take place. Because parallel rallies are also to take place in the vicinity of Rigaustrasse, the police have now requested the support from other federal states. For Dynamo Dresden, the match against Hertha later today in the Olympic Stadium marks a record. More than 30,000 fans will travel from the Saxon capital to Berlin. This has never happened before in the history of the club. In addition, on Thursday, Reformation Day is a holiday in Saxony. This is another reason why many Saxons are making their way to the federal capital. Ulf Wendorf of the Berlin Police Operations Directorate remarked, quote, "For us, the coming week is like Christmas and Easter together, as both games, the DFB Cup and the City Derby, are high-risk games where no alcohol will be served and the safety regulations are high." Wendorf is advising that all football fans make their way to the stadiums in good time. Per reporting in the Morgenpost, both matches have the potential for violence. The security authorities expect hundreds of fans of categories B and C for both matches, meaning those who have a tendency to use violence and those who seek violence. The police are on duty at both games with more than 1,000 officers. By way of comparison, Hertha's normal Bundesliga matches are between 400 and 500. At the same time as the first city derby between Union and Hertha in the Alte Försterei in Treptow-Köpenick, several demonstrations will take place. The squatter scene is mobilizing at the Lausitzer Platz, and pro-Kurdish groups also want to demonstrate in Berlin on Saturday. For the police union, or the GDP, the unusual week of police operations in Berlin is also a wake-up call. GDP spokesman Benjamin Yendro remarked to the Berliner Morgenpost, quote, "The Berlin police will have to accompany the two quite explosive football matches with increased personnel deployment. In combination with upcoming demonstrations, this will again be a week of extreme stress for our colleagues. If we're honest, we are now talking about a permanent state of emergency in Berlin. We don't talk without reason about necessary increase in the respective personnel of the individual task forces and additional units." Only recently, it became known that during the climate protests, many officers worked longer hours than they were actually allowed to. Officials reported to the Berliner Morgenpost that they had worked more than 70 hours in 1 week, and that the forthcoming mammoth missions are causing displeasure among police officers. Climate activists of the group Am Boden Bleiben are calling for a blockade of a Berlin airport on the weekend of November 9th and 10th. The participants of the planned blockade want to protest against the, quote, "catastrophic climate balance of the aviation industry." Whether Tegel or Schönefeld will be affected by the announced blockade was not announced, nor was how the activists want to block the airport. The response to the call for a blockade on social media has so far been restrained. Clara Strauss, press spokeswoman for Am Boden Bleiben, or Staying on the Ground, stated, quote, "Our protest is not directed against individual passengers, but against a policy that sets no limits to air traffic and against corporations that rely on bogus solutions such as agricultural fuels and CO2 compensation." The climate activists are also calling for measures to reduce air traffic, including a, quote, "immediate stop to the expansion of airport infrastructure, the abolition of short-haul flights, and the introduction of a kerosene and ticket tax." As previously reported by Berlin Briefing at the beginning of October, several thousand people took part in the Extinction Rebellion Action Week with road blockades and other actions. There were no attempts, however, to block Berlin airports. Police reported on Monday that the bronze sculpture Flötenspielerin, or flute player, went missing on August 1st from a music school in Treptow-Köpenick. Made in 1959 and standing 80 centimeters tall, police are now hoping for clues from the population. Anyone with knowledge on the sculpture's whereabouts are asked to contact any police station with information. A photo and additional details can be found by following the link in our show notes. The case is reminiscent of the Gold Nest sculpture, which was stolen in May from a primary school in Biesdorf with a material value of 28,000 euros. According to Gordon Lem of the SPD, a school counselor from Marzahn-Hellersdorf, the value has increased to between 30 and 40,000 euros and still has not been found. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.